Most marriages fail because the husband is not emotionally supportive. We as men have a very hard time knowing how to be emotionally supportive. Your wife calls you and says, she did a pregnancy test and it came out negative. So what do you say? Oh shucks, Bezrat Hashem next month. Okay, we'll be in touch, honey. What more can you say? Tell me, you guys are going, oh. Now imagine yourself in that scenario. You're a guy. What are you supposed to say? How empathetic can you be? We're guys at the end of the day. So what can we say?
Try again later.
I'm serious. I'm giving you a real life scenario. You're married all of 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, whatever it is. You were hoping this month it's it. She did a pregnancy test, came out negative. It's not a calamity. It's not the end of the world. Bezrat Hashem, you'll have next month, right? What do you say? She's devastated.
How are you feeling?
Okay? How are you feeling about it? I'm very sad. What are you going to say?
I understand.
It's my ice cream.
I understand. You can't even stop smiling. I understand. I want you to understand. It's not a joke. This is a very major male weakness. Part of what Hashem did for us in marriage is that we have to develop a certain part of our personality that's dead. Okay? We have to bring it to life. Mechaya Mesim. And that is the ability to give emotional support, to be there emotionally for a spouse. And it's something we men don't know how to do. And I'll take it to one more realm, which I'll leave as a heading, and when you guys become chatanim, you'll explore it more in detail. And that is, in the bedroom, the same thing happens. Men become youths in the bedroom. A woman wants to hear talk. A woman wants to hear you appreciate her, you value her. And a man feels like everything's physical in the bedroom, and it's not true. Where does the relationship begin? The moment that a couple becomes prohibited. For men, now our relationship is dormant. We're in hibernation. I can't touch you. Our beds are separate. I'll wave hello. We'll meet in 14 days when you go to mikvah. Wait a second. Your relationship just started. If you build it correctly during these 13, 14 days where you're prohibited from touching, then when mikvah time comes, you'll have an amazing relationship which will play itself out in the physical world. That's not how men work, right? Our natural inclination is...
break.
Well, yeah, it's a break, right? The good old-fashioned way. Why don't you go to your hut? Right? I'll wave. I'll say good morning. You can make my breakfast. That's okay. I mean, right? You'll make breakfast, lunch, and dinner, wash the laundry, and we'll meet again in 13 days.
I'm going to the right.
Okay, but you understand that's wrong. I mean, you understand that's a male weakness. So part of what we have to develop in our personalities in a marriage is that ability to give emotional support, to be there emotionally for a spouse. And I'm telling you, most men don't have it in them naturally. They have to work on it. They have to develop it. That means being able to talk about emotion, to listen about emotion, to be with the person, think about it. You can try it with your friends. You can try it with your mom. You could try it in your life. I'm telling you that as much as your mom is the wonderful sounding board who loves to hear everything that's going on in your life, she also has a life. And if you'll give her an opportunity to share with you a little bit of what's going on in her life, you might find she has a lot to say. I know that most men never in their lives did this. They never called and said, "Mom, what's going on in your life?" and listened. The conversation went like, "Everything's okay, how's it by you?" And then the guy goes talking the rest of the conversation. And then when he gets married, he wonders why with his wife it doesn't work that way. Try it. I guarantee you, if not the first time, the second, if not the second, the third, eventually you will see that your mother has a life. And she's happy to share it with you. And you will have to work on your patience because you're not so interested. Really. But it's a good way to learn to develop that skill. To connect emotionally. To listen to the details in a woman's life, which us men naturally zone out. I really don't care. I was making a chocolate chip cake and I ran out of chocolate chips. I went to the neighbor and she told me this amazing story, and your mind's already in La La Land, right? We're going to discuss chocolate chips for the next 5 minutes? No. We have to learn to be there emotionally. We have to learn to be there emotionally for the other person. What did we discuss today? So we began with, it's all in your perception, right? We discussed, do you love me, do you not? It's all in your perception. It's all in my perception. And so coming back to our cycle, how does it stop? When I am willing to take responsibility and view the other one positively. If I'm willing to look at her and say, she does value me as a husband, she does love me, so then I can start building the cycle. If she is willing to stop the cycle and say, he does love me, so it takes a certain attitude. Can I stop the cycle? It's all in my perception. Most men, when their wives say something positive, they don't believe them. It's in my perception. Our relationship begins and ends with my perception. Can I be at peace and say she does love me? It's a phenomenal concept, guys. Food for thought. We discussed the side of giving, the side of receiving. Her fear that you don't love her. Your fear that you're not a good enough husband. Frustration stems from feeling overwhelmed with responsibility beyond what we feel we can handle. When we can recognize that, we can overcome it. We can stop the cycle when we take responsibility, when we see ourselves as the source for the solution and not our spouse as the source of the problem and the source of the solution, recognizing it starts and ends with me, taking that responsibility of being positive. We said two major components, not criticizing and being emotionally there for a spouse. Erev Tov.